trees, mountains, a curious kittadoo.
It's time for the Green Desk on 95 BFM.
In November last year, feral cats were added to the list of predators to be eliminated in the New Zealand-wide ambition, Predator Free 2050. The decision recognises the long-held concerns of conservationists that the uncontrolled wild cat population is endangering native animals, including birds. Courtney Addison, a senior lecturer in anthropology and science at the Victoria University of Wellington, published an article in The Conversation voicing concerns about the move, including the distinction between feral, stray and domestic cats, as well as how welfare considerations need to be visited in approaching this species. For Green World this week, I spoke to Addison about the issue in the context of wider environmental and ethical implications going forward. How optimistic are you in terms of the successful achievement of predator-free Aotearoa 2050 following the announcement last year that feral cats will be added to the predator list?
How confident am I that cats will be eradicated, feral cats? Look, I think everybody recognises that predator-free itself is an ambitious undertaking, I think is the phrase that they use, and feral cats are perhaps even more challenging than some of the pre-existing species like possums, not least because in many parts of the country they are limited to using cage traps to catch and dispatch feral cats, and so it requires a different kind of work to things like rats and possums.
In your article, you expressed some concerns, especially around the distinction between feral cats and stray cats and even domestic cats in some cases, and around the use of the standard pest control approaches for these animals. Can you talk through what some of these issues are, or what some of the issues that have been raised by other commentators as well?
So I guess the thing to note here is that we have these divisions between different types of cats, between feral cats, between stray cats, and between domestic cats. And fundamentally, they are all the same kind of animal. So what differentiates a feral cat from a domestic cat is that a domestic cat lives in a home, somebody feeds it, somebody has a relationship with it, whereas a feral cat lives in the wild and doesn't have human contact. A stray cat is somewhere in between the two of those. So we've kind of carved out part of the cat world, I guess, to target for pest control. And of course, what that means is that we are trapping and killing the same kind of animal that maybe many of us have at home and care for as pets. So there's just a different social proposition there, in the sense that we're asking for social buy-in to control a species that many of us sort of care about in a way that we don't care about, in many cases, creatures like rat or possums, where there is a kind of cultural consensus that these are pests, that these should be controlled, that these don't belong in Aotearoa, and so on. So it's just a trickier kind of social ask, I guess, because of that blurriness between what is a feral cat and what is a domestic cat, and are they actually different? And then in terms of the control methods available for them, the current law is that you are not able to use kill traps for feral cats in proximity to, for example, urban settings. So these traps are only to be used in really, really remote parts of the country. And what that means is that feral cat control for much of the country is going to involve using live capture traps. And that means that instead of setting your trap like you would for a rat or a possum, and the trap then killing that animal after you've walked away, you come back to a trap that has a live animal in it and you have to do the killing. So that is, again, a sort of different proposition for the people doing the work. In the case of Predator Free, you've got lots of volunteer buy-in. So all around the country, people are volunteering to do different kinds of pest control. And so there's just some sort of thinking required about, A, how to train people to do that well if we do have, you know, volunteers en masse killing cats directly, and B, allowing space, I guess, for those people to have different kind of thoughts and feelings about that process, you know, allowing that to be a moral dilemma, if it is indeed a moral dilemma for those individuals.
In light of work done by organisations like the National Cat Management Group, do you think that it's plausible as well to consider alternatives for the management of the feral cat population in New Zealand, while of course also critically protecting the environmental interests that we have? Yeah.
Well, that's always the tension, isn't it? We do tend to agree as a country that we care about native species, and increasingly we recognise that feral cats are a major threat to and predator of those species. That said, there are always alternatives ranging from doing nothing to variegating the way you might do control so that rather than, you know, being a sort of national undertaking, you might do something that's more locally or regionally targeted. I know there are obviously advocates of trap, neuter, release programs, although of course then you are releasing a predator back into the environment. It's just that you get that population effect by bringing down reproduction. So there are alternatives. Whether or not any of those are kind of, they all have pros and cons and drawbacks, I guess.
You kind of spoke about the ethical issues that come up with this announcement, I suppose, in particular, because a lot of people see cats as a pet. I mean, a lot of people have domesticated cats at home, and so it feels like there's a finer line with feral cats and domestic cats in terms of killing them or considering them as a predator. I suppose I wanted to ask, in light of what you've talked about already, what kind of conversations around the welfare element of the pest-free vision and maybe even the wider social norms surrounding the treatment of different animal species in New Zealand, do you expect or hope that this decision will generate going forward?
Yeah, it's such an important question. And I think that almost gives me some hope that cats are now part of this conversation, because I think that conversation about welfare and social norms is actually going to happen just by virtue of the fact that this is a species that we have complicated, caring, loving, historical relationships with. There's obviously, any time you are killing an animal, welfare considerations to be taken into account, and those should be front of mind. I think in New Zealand, we're pretty good at boxing out some of that stuff, at, you know, getting the job done without necessarily getting bogged down in, you know, questions of right and wrong and how to do these things well and carefully and questions of who should do this and, you know, who shouldn't and so on and so forth. So I think anything that allows us to have a slightly more nuanced cultural, social conversation about this is, in that respect, a positive thing. And similarly, you know, we have, you mentioned social norms, and we have different relationships to different animals. We sort of load up animals with this cultural baggage, right, where we think of things like rats and possums as sort of dirty and invaders and belonging somewhere else, and cats we think of very differently. And so being able to, I think, pass those differences and think of about, well, why is it that we regard these different animals in different ways, but also what roles do we want these animals, in this case cat, to play for us as a country? Where do we see cats fitting into our culture? Are they animals that we want to have at home and we're actually happy to have a kind of culture where cats become indoor animals? Or do we see value in cats being participants in urban life, you know, being out and about a little bit more? So all of those slightly more expansive conversations, I think, would be great to see happen on the back of this decision.
Did you have any recommendations in regard to either how policy decisions could be improved in this area, or how individuals from domestic cat owners to rural farmers could different approach this topic?
I mean, I will always advocate just for having the conversation, right? For having the conversation with your neighbour, for policymakers, facilitating those conversations at a slightly bigger scale if necessary. Obviously, there was some consultation that preceded the decision to include feral cats in predator free 2050, and that's great, but it would be a shame if that was where things ended. So I'm just all in favour of having that slightly bigger picture conversation about how do we relate to these different animals, how do we want to control them, and how do we want to live with them ultimately going forward.
That was VUW Senior Lecturer Courtney Addison speaking about predator-free Aotearoa 2050, now including feral cats.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM.